We're going to sing the prayers.
How long does this go? When's the David? Eight?
Om Agana Timirandasya Yanandana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurave Namah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sada Sakti Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pachacha Desakarine Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Dana Ballava Girivara Dari
Gopi Dana Ballava
Gopi Dana Ballava Girivara Jaso danandana braja danandana Jamunati rabonachari Jamunati rabonachari Radha Madhava Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Narayana Namaskritya Narang Jaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Taro Jaya Mudiyajat Mukhakaro Divachala Pangulangaya Thigiri Yakti Pata Mahatmante Shri Guru Krimakaryam Parvananda Vadavam Shri Chaitanya Sarasvatam
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
How's everybody?
Wonderful.
Nice to see all of you again. Some new faces for me also. So I made a seminar for 4 or 5 days for taking another dip, Mandal Parikrama. Going each day, going around each of the 9 islands. You see Manto Deep, Godram Deep, Maddo Deep, Kola Deep, Ritu Deep, Janu Deep, Rudram Deep, Rudra Deep, Anta Deep. But so this is the first day overview. Later sometime we can finish the other one. So how many have been in Navadip Parikrama? So those who have been on will be a refresher. And how many haven't been on Parikrama? Have not. How many like to be? So we hope this will be a little journey into the land of Navadvip. Navadip. So let's see. Navadip. Navadvip Dham, it's situated in the center of Mogoro Mandal. Takes the form of 100-petal lotus. Navadvip Dham is like a giant lotus flower with 8 petals as the outer islands. 9th island, Antardweep, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had vended himself on this earth, is the center of the lotus flower. The center point of Antardweep is called the Yoga Pita, the sacred place of Lord's advent. To the naked eye, Navadvip Dham measures 32 miles in circumference. But actually each of the 9 islands is 2 million miles in diameter. Navadvip Dham contains the entire spiritual world and is surrounded by the spiritual river known as Viroja. While the Tirthas, Devas and Rishis reside here worshipping, Gauranga! At the end of Lord Brahma's day, when the universe becomes inundated with water, Navadvip Dham floats on the flood waters like a gigantic lotus flower, unaffected. Nothing happening. It usually blinks and okay. I got it. So here are the 9 islands in the middle of the Antardweep. Shimantardweep to the northeast. That's where our Jagannath temple is. And Godrum Dweep. Each one of these also is matching with one of the 9 processes of devotional service. Shimantardweep is Shramanam. Godram Deep is Kirtanam, Madhya Deep is Smaranam, and like that. Kala Deep Padasevanam. So we go Parikrama, either we start in Srimanta Deep or Godram Deep, and we go clockwise all the way around, and come back again to the Anta Deep. That'd be a real good shot. So there's Radharani knew that Krishna was enjoyed with Viroja Gopi. She made a plan how to attract him away from Viroja. Together with her Sakhi, she created a beautiful place between the Ganges and Jamuna rivers, which were like a natural moat protecting the garden. Nicely dressed Radha then began to play a flute to attract Krishna. Attracted by the beautiful melody, Krishna appeared in that enchanting place. Krishna, understanding Radha's mood, spoke in a voice choked with love. O lovely face Radha, no one more dear to me than you. Therefore I will never leave you. But you have created this place for my pleasure. I will live here eternally, transforming it with new sakis and groves. The devotees will glorify the place as new Vrindavan, and as this place is like an island or dweep, it will be called Navadweep. Those who come here, try to get it. There's a picture comes in the middle. A picture is supposed to come in the middle. Those who come here and worship us will quickly obtain our eternal service in the mood of Sakhi, which satisfies us. Where'd my hairband go? Well, this is the fast track to getting into the Vrindavan pastimes is by joining Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in Rudradweep, the island of friendship, and he saw a Sankirtan party dancing around and around, and then he saw it transformed into the Ras Leela, and that everyone, there was Radha and Krishna and all the Sakis. So the Sankirtan pastime is not different from the Vrindavan pastime. In the guise of a devotee of himself as Lord Chaitanya, the Lord was able to experience that which he cannot experience as a Vrindavan Leela, the greatness of the divine love of Srimati Radharani has for him, the incredible sweetness of Krishna that she is tasting, and the indescribable happiness she feels when she tastes the sweetness of Krishna's love. But in Navadvip Dham, the crest jewel of all holy places, this innermost personal desire of the Lord is amply fulfilled. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the enjoyer. So he doesn't experience what it's like to be the enjoyed. That Radharani's ecstasy is appearing greater than Krishna's. But he can only see things from his point of view. But in Navadvip, he takes the mood of Radharani and the color of Radharani, and he takes the role of a devotee. There he can experience what ecstasy the devotee experiences. So many people want to become God or be God or think they're God. But Krishna, he wants to be his devotee. It's interesting. God wants to be his devotee. As a devotee is actually experiencing more bliss than Krishna, and the peak of the ecstasy. So that's why Krishna also, there's something hanging over blocking it. Oh no, that's just the... I do not reveal the Dham, the name and the form which I have been holding secretly for so long. How will the living entities be delivered if I don't reveal it? Saying this, Lord Chaitanya appeared on earth with his name, Dham, and associates, without considering who is fit and who is unfit. In this incarnation, I will freely distribute the treasure of love, which is rarely attained by even Lord Brahma. I will manifest Navadvip Dham and break the poison teeth of Kali by performing congregational chanting of the holy names of God. As long as my name is sung, Kali will be conquered. Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Nitai Gauranga! Nitai Gauranga!
Nitai Gauranga!
Nitai Gauranga! Nitai Gauranga! Nitai Gauranga!
Nitai Gauranga!
This way we can be protected from the influence of Kali. Conquer Kali by Gauranga's mercy. Here's Jiva Goswami with Nityananda Prabhu on the parikrama of the Navadvip Dham. So he explained the mercies of the most merciful of the holy places. And this was summarized by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as follows. So one is bestowal of pure love of Krishna. People are looking for love. Prabhupada once gave a lecture, said, looking for love, looking for a friend. A man and a woman and a man and a woman and a woman. Somehow people are looking for some friend. But the real friend is that we're looking for is Krishna. But how to awaken that love for Krishna? Navadvip Dham, this is possible to awaken our love for Krishna easily. There are many different holy abodes. But in a Kali Yuga, they get overwhelmed by the sins of the people. When pilgrims visit a holy place, they dump their garbage. Like here in LA, you go on a morning walk, you see people's nylon bags outside their house with all their garbage, and the truck comes by and makes a lot of noise, picks it up, and it crushes it or something. So But Navadvip Dham, it absorbs all this garbage of people's bad karma and leaves everything clean, frees them from the bondage of maya and samsara. Also, more dangerous than sins. Sins or bad karmas, vikarmas. When we do something which produces a reaction that's going to cause us to suffer. But by devotional service we can get free from that. And we can go back, get back to our original consciousness. But this offenses is something worse. That's when we are offending at a Vaishnava, offending Krishna. And this stubs our spiritual advancement. What is the worst offense is which one? Vaishnava aparad matal hati upare bachinde tar sukhi jai pata. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that the offense to the devotee is like the mad elephant offense. The mad elephant is smashing down the garden, pulling out the banana trees and crushing them under its feet. This is what happens to our devotional creeper if we do Vaishnava offense. Gets pulled out from the root, gets trampled on, then it dries and dies. So this offense is the worst thing. It can completely destroy our spiritual advancement, which offense can just, sin can just slow it down. But just so this, we want to get rid of offenses. But one part of Navadvip Dham is known as aparad, banjan kuliyapat. You probably understand that. Aparad banjan kuliyapat. There's a place in the other side of the river from Mayapur that so many people got forgiven for offenses. That's called Kuliyapat. Pat means a place where there's some lectures going on. Like technically speaking, Prabhupada gave lecture here in this temple, right? This very temple. So in India, where there's some acharya came and gave a lecture, that's called a Sripat. Like where Lord Chaitanya is born, that's called a Dham. And where someone lectured or preached, resided for some time, some great pure devotee, acharya, then that's called a Sripat. Like where Haridaspur stopped one day, Haridaspur, that's known as Sripat, Haridaspur. So this is Sripat, Los Angeles. Or Sripat, New Dwarka. Blessed by Srila Prabhupada's presence. So with the Navadvip Dham and the Sripat, this part of Kuliya, Aparad Banjan, the Aparads were all forgiven. Jagai Madai, Devananda Pandit. Even if one performs karma yoga, I mean if they don't do bhakti but they just do some work, clean the temple, I mean they don't chant and hear and do all the different aspects, this is the karma yoga part, work for Krishna. From that you can get liberation in Navadvip Dham. It's considered the topmost tirtha. It's not different from Vrindavan, it's a new Vrindavan as we heard. But it's all Gupta Vrindavan, but it's also more effective at destroying this offenses and bondage and giving us pure love. Also doesn't take offenses very much. And Vrindavan probably say you get 1,000 times the benefit by serving in Vrindavan. And if you commit any offense, it's 1,000 times. So like Vrindavan, if people go there to enjoy, commit some aparads, it can be very damaging. They have to be very careful. Jagannath Das Babaji came out from Vrindavan and says, too heavy there. Came to Navadvip. He said that the mercy is too intense in Vrindavan, but it's cooler, like a moonlight in Navadvip. So he worshipped Radha Krishna in Navadvip, and he got his Sarupa Upalabdhi, where he realized his own eternal form, his eternal relationship with Radha and Krishna. So it can be achieved in this Kali Yuga, where we're by nature pretty offensive. Easily we criticize others, we do so many things, so be very careful in Vrindavan. Where Navadvip is not so heavy. They don't take offenses so easily. These are some quotes about bestowing a pure love of Krishna. One who lives in Navadvip Dham is very fortunate, for he achieves attraction for Krishna. One who sees Navadvip Dham gets ecstatic love of Krishna birth after birth. These are some of the quotes. And deliverance from bondage of Maya and Samsara. Quote, that person who once visits Mayapur is easily freed from the bondage of Maya. Unquote. Quote, one who walks throughout Mayapur is freed from the influence of Maya and the repetition of birth and death. Unquote. This year, a few years ago, Swarup Damodar Maharaj, His Holiness had invited, was a member of the URI, the United Religions Initiative, a worldwide interfaith organization that trying to unite and bring closer understanding between the different religions of the world. It was founded by one of the assistant general secretaries, amongst other people, of the United Nations. Not the only one, but he was one of them. And he went to Swarup Damodar's Prabhupada's centennial world, what they call it, World Congress on Science and Religion, Synthesis of Science and Religion. And he said that we have a United Nations. So why not have a United Religions? He said a lot of the wars that are started in the world are because of different religious groups that don't understand each other. Like in the Middle East, you have the Palestinians and the Jewish, but a lot of that is between the Jewish religion and the Muslim religion. And like they go around the world, you see that many of the conflicts are because of different religions. I mean, Sri Lanka, it's the Buddhists versus the Hindus. And so on and so forth. So they were saying, let's have a united religion. Somehow Maharaj was part of that initiative. And he invited them to come to Mayapur to have one of their world congresses. But then he passed away. So they came and approached us and said that they still want to fulfill the last wish of one of their esteemed members and have a congress in Mayapur. So they're planning to have it end of November and the beginning of December for a week. And Mayapur were hosting them. So it's a whole new thing for us, of course, because we're used to like devotee guests. They reminded us, you know, these are Western guests from all over the world, 700 world leaders of different religions. So you got to provide them toilet paper. You're all laughing and put us in a state of shock, and because devotees tend to use other methods. So we don't have to, we have to rethink it all and kind of revisit everything and say, okay, where are we? The things that we take for granted, like sitting down and eating cross-legged prasadam with your hands. You have to give them spoons and forks and tables and So they're all going to be walking around Mayapur for a week. And one of the programs we're going to do is for the world peace or whatever, for the unity of the world, peace in the earth. They're going to join a Harinam party and walk around the campus chanting Hare Krishna. Some of the Muslims wanted exemption. But they said, well, we want to unite religions, and so far they didn't agree to that. Just as Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful of all the incarnations, His holy abode, Navadvip, Dham, is the best of all holy places in the universe. Offenders are the object of punishment at other holy pilgrimage places, but in Navadvip Dham they are purified. For example, Jagai Madai. What to speak of other places, even at Vrindavan the offenders are punished. Papi tapi jato chilo hari nameru darilo. Tarsaki jagai madai re. One who happens to just go there becomes freed from all offenses. For this region, endlessly, the sages endlessly praise Navadvip Dham. Jagai Madai getting delivered. Some of the demons in Vrindavan, they get liberated by being removed from their bodies by Krishna. But in Navadvip, the mood is, okay, these are demons, let's deliver them, make them devotees. Chapal Gopal, he had offended Srivas, he got leprosy. But later on, Lord Chaitanya delivered him and gave him love for Krishna. When he apologized to Srivas. I wouldn't just go around purposely doing any offenses in Navadvip, but even you do, there's still a chance to get delivered. Deliverance from all offenses. Same one, okay. I'm going backwards, okay. Gives liberation as a result of performing just karma kanda, karma yoga. Even one who goes to Navadvip desiring to gain material comforts through his pious activities will not take another birth. The Shastras say that one who walks around Navadvip attains the fruit of millions of Aswamedh yagyas at every step. Navadvip Parikrama. Chinese Malaysian devotee with Ecuadorian devotee. Fruits of millions of Aswamedh yagyas at every step. Topmost Tirtha. Some quotes. In Kali Yuga, all the holy places are extremely weak and their power is decreasing by the time passing by. Only Navadvip is supremely strong and its potency growing more and more. What one attains by traveling to all the holy places is attained just by remembering Navadvip. Saitadipa, Vaikuntha, Goloka and Vrindavan reside in Navadvip at all times. By the order of Gaurachandra, the seven holy cities, Ayodhya, Mathura, Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Avanti, which is Ujjain, and Dwarka are always present in their own places within Navadvip. Quote, the fruits obtained by staying 100 years at the main holy seven cities can be attained by staying one night in Navadvip Dham. What yogis obtain after 10 years at other tirthas is obtained in 3 nights at Navadvip. Maybe you can go and get me my hairband. So what do you think? Well, remember, even by remembering now Mayapur, it's also one way of being there.
Is this your direct experience, or is this just a story that people tell?
It's in the scriptures.
Okay.
It's also my capacity. Whoops. Even sleeping here in Navadvip is considered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as offering obeisances to him. So when you go down sleep at night, you're offering your pranam to the deities. The liberation attained by Brahman realization at other holy places is obtained simply by bathing in the Ganges at Navadvip. Thus all the types of liberation, Salokya, Sarupa, Sharshti, Samipya, and Sayuja, can be attained in Navadvip without speculative practice. Therefore, Prabhupada said, a devotee should make a point of visiting all the places where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes. Indeed, pure devotees of Lord Chaitanya even want to see the places he simply visited for only hours or minutes. As I think, also the Prabhupada visited here, even if it was for days, well, it was more. Then, actually, I came here in 1970 and saw Prabhupada here. Now I remember. In between these two buildings, they had to have Didi report. They take the small Radha, Rukmi Dwarkanath or something, what's it? And they'd put him on a julan, everybody come up and offer their report. That was very moving for me. For many years we were doing in Mayapur Didi report. We still do once a year for the GBC. But I'll tell the deity what you did for the deity. It's like very personal. This is my service I did for you last month or last week. And this is what I intend to do for you in the coming period. And you develop much more of a personal, that you're serving the deities, even if you're mowing the lawns or something. Should the Prabhupada recommend that the devotees should regularly visit the holy Dham and take part in chanting the holy names in association with the devotees? As one is purified, the desire to visit the places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will awaken within one's heart. In conclusion, Navadvip is the topmost tirtha. Taking shelter of Navadvip Dham, the living entities can cross over Kali Yuga and attain the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Navadvip Dham ki!
Yeah.
Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Nityananda!
Nityananda!
Walking with Srila Prabhupada in the morning walk and through Mayapur. I'm there too. He'd walk on his little paths. Sometime he'd stop and he'd say, anybody have any... What do the materialists say when you're talking with them? And then they would take the position of a materialist and raise some question or some doubt. And then Prabhupada would smash them. So you'd have this pastime. Sometimes he would... Where once a devotee asked, is this tree a desire tree? He said, why not? It's not mine. How many like to walk with Srila Prabhupada through the Dham? One day he was walking down to the Ganges and he said, they looked around, said, let's take a dip. And the secretary said, well, we didn't bring any like bathing equipment or anything. Looked around again, said, well, there's no ladies here. We can wear sannyasis, we can wear loincloths or Brahmin underwear. Somebody took off his chadar and gave it to Prabhupada anyway, and he went. So everybody took a dip there. Madhavisa started to splash Prabhupada. He was like, gave him a really heavy look and held it like. Cool it out, you know. Prabhupada kept a certain degree of gravity always. Bhaktivedanta Thakur concluded, within the universe, the earth is the best. In the land of Bharadvarsa, the earth, within the earth, Bharadvarsa is the best, and within Bharadvarsa, Bengal is better. And in Bengal, the district of Nadi is still better. Of course, at that time, this Nadi wasn't so long and narrow. It used to be a little wider. But one part of Nadi district went into Bangladesh. Bangladesh is also, at that time, Bhaktivinoda said this, there was no Bangladesh, it was all one Bengal. We went this year with 125 devotees on a Bangladesh parikrama. We visited so many holy places in Bangladesh. Narottam Das Thakur's birthplace. The devotees were sleeping under the Prema Tali, the tree where Narottam Das Thakur got love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya left it under that tree in the Padma River. So the devotees said, we were sleeping under the tree. How many would you like to see the Prema Tali, the love of Godhead tree? It's like that. There were so many holy places. There's the birthplace of Advaita Acharya. There's the birthplace of Nandan Yasoda's incarnations, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. There's the Shivas Thakur, Murari Gupta. Then there's Rupan Sanatan's birthplace. There's Mukunda Datta and Vasudev Datta's birthplace, and also Bhajan Kutir. There's the birthplace of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, whose incarnation of Bishop Banu Maharaj, father of Radharani and Krishna Leela, and Lokanath Das Babaji's and Haridas Thakur's birthplace also. Maybe I forgot somebody, but quite a lot of holy places and huge programs. One program we had 50,000 people. People that are ready, there's only the 20% Hindus, 80% Muslim. And the Hindus are very fired up. Most of them are the Gaur Bhaktas more than anything. More than West Bengal, there's a lot of other alternatives, but Bangladesh Gauranga is the most popular. So the district, the part of Nadi that cut off is called Kushtia. Nadia, the best place in Navadip. In Nadia, the best place is Navadip. 9 islands. Because Lord Chaitanya appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to deliver the whole world. The earth's the best because all these avatars appear on the earth. And then because Lord Chaitanya appears in Bengal, then that's the best. And then because he appears in Nadia district, that's the best district. And because he appears in Navadip, that's the best place. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Navadip Shataka says Navadip is actually Vrindavan manifested in the land of Bengal. Simantadeg, first island. Chankazi Samadhi. Chankazi was known as Champak. And what was Lord Chaitanya's nickname?
Nimai.
So here there's a champa tree, that big, this big kind of, it's 500-year-old same tree growing. After he put his samadhi there, his body in the tomb, these two trees came out spontaneously, a neem tree and a champak tree. Normally champak trees are quite small, but after 500, this branch is coming out, this all the champak, and going straight up is the neem tree. How many visited the Chankazi Samadhi? We go there, have performed dramas, and circumambulate the tree, touch the tree to our head. These are the Simantadi places. Simantini Devi, Megachora Mayamari, Chankazi, Sridharangan, residence of Kolavetra Sridhar, and Jagannath Temple. The way that this island got the name, was Shiva was chanting, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. He was dancing ecstatically. Then Parvati came up and wondered what her husband was doing. She asked, what is this mantra you're chanting? It's so interesting. He said, this is a golden incarnation of Krishna who gives out love of Godhead freely. Well, I want to get love for Godhead. I want to get love for Krishna. How can I see Him? So while he's in Golok Vrindavan, which you can't approach, but you can go to Navadip Dham, and he's always invisibly present there. If you chant this mantra, Gauranga, he will reveal himself to you. So she went, started to chant, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. The Lord Chaitanya appeared to her. She paid her obeisances. He was in his beautiful golden form, wearing a garland that went down to his lotus feet. There were bumblebees taking the honey. He had his narrow waist, his broad chest. He had eyes going like a lotus, going back almost to his ears, and hair tied up with in a Brahminical, what do you call that, a bun, something. So he asked, what do you want, Parvati? Why are you calling me? And then she said that, I heard you're giving out love for God, Krishna, freely to everyone. And I'm your energy, I'm your devotee. Will I be deprived? Will I be the only one deprived? I can't get it from the devotees because they call me the witch Maya. They stay away from me. They're afraid she's going to offer too many material things and distract them. So she was praying like that. So I want to get the mercy. I'm feeling so much deprived. I heard you're the most merciful. So then Lord Chaitanya said, well, you're not different from Radharani. You're my Adho Shakti. And as a result, you can also experience love for Krishna. I'm going to give you a blessing that you can realize your connection with Radharani. So then she got the mercy and realized the mood of Radharani, being one expansion of Radharani. Then she was in ecstasy. She took the dust from Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and put it in her forehead. Like some of the ladies wear their hair with a part in the middle. That part, the crown of the head of a lady is called the Srimanta, the residing place of Lakshmi. It says that a pious woman is a Griha Lakshmi, or she's a representative of Lakshmi, brings good fortune to the family, to the house, to the country, community. But she took that dust from Lord Chaitanya and like married women put the sindoor on their part, just like this lady here has a sindoor on her part. She put the dust of Lord Chaitanya on her part of her hair. So that is called the Srimanta. So this island became known as the Srimanta Dweep, and it's named after Parvati, who surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. So now they're going to open the deities. So like this, we go around the nine islands, going, but it takes many days. But you got the overview. But you can come with us. You can sometime Mayapur Navadvip. I've been about 32 times on Parikrama. Prabhupada took us out on Parikrama. Started it, showed that this is what we should do in order to... He said there was happening that for one of the first parikrama, one of the first festivals, a lot of the devotees were all lying down sick, and they ate too much prasad maybe. Prabhupada said if you are hungry enough, you can digest a stone. If you do one little service in Mayapur, whatever you do, it's 1,000 times increased. But if you do zero service, then it was 0 times 1,000. So then he sent everybody out on parikrama, took us out and started that. So we all had a little walking and little parikrama exercise. So thank you for coming to Navadvip. Hare Bol. I'll be here tonight if anyone else needs to speak to me. If anyone...